Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hey, Tom. Long time no see. How are you?
Alice, what a pleasant surprise. I'm doing great. What about yourself?
I'm well, too. What have you been doing all this time?
Well, I've been studying at a boarding school in Oxford.
Wow. It's not the famous one for boys, is it?
Yes, that's the one.
How do you like it? How is it different from our old school?
I like it okay. The studies are very rigorous. We have 5 classes a day before lunch and 4 after we eat. Of course, one of the classes each day is a sport, but it's still a rather hard day.
Sounds intense if you ask me. Do they give you homework too?
Well, some. We usually have reading for our lit classes, and homework in foreign languages, some vocabulary learning, and grammar exercises.
How many foreign languages are you studying?
2 modern languages and Latin. You have a choice of foreign languages: French, Spanish, Arabic, and Chinese. Latin is compulsory.
Which ones are you taking right now? I think I'd go for Arabic and Chinese, since those are really popular these days.
I am studying Chinese and French. You see, my dad has a business in France, so if I ever decide to follow in his steps, I'll definitely need French. And Arabic, as you say, is very popular nowadays.
With all that studying, do you ever have fun? Have you made any good friends?
Of course I have. I've got a small circle of close friends, 3 boys we hang out with. At weekends, we have some free time to play games, go for walks, or into town.
That's good. What do you do when you go into town? I've been to Oxford, and there isn't much to do there, it seems.
Are you kidding? There's a nice cinema complex there and a shopping center. There are also some nice coffee shops and cheap restaurants. There is one coffee place that has a poetry contest every Saturday night where anyone can have stage time to recite their poetry. So we do that with friends.
Are you serious? You recite poetry for fun? You even write your own poetry? That's pretty amazing. You were always into books, so I guess this school is a good match for you.
It really is. I'm rather happy here. The only drawback is that I don't see my parents during the term. Only on holidays, and sometimes they come up to see me at weekends.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hey, Tom. Long time no see. How are you?
Alice, what a pleasant surprise. I'm doing great. What about yourself?
I'm well, too. What have you been doing all this time?
Well, I've been studying at a boarding school in Oxford.
Wow. It's not the famous one for boys, is it?
Yes, that's the one.
How do you like it? How is it different from our old school?
I like it okay. The studies are very rigorous. We have 5 classes a day before lunch and 4 after we eat. Of course, one of the classes each day is a sport, but it's still a rather hard day.
Sounds intense if you ask me. Do they give you homework too?
Well, some. We usually have reading for our lit classes and homework in foreign languages, some vocabulary learning and grammar exercises.
How many foreign languages are you studying?
2 modern languages and Latin. You have a choice of foreign languages: French, Spanish, Arabic, and Chinese. Latin is compulsory.
Which ones are you taking right now? I think I'd go for Arabic and Chinese, since those are really popular these days.
I am studying Chinese and French. You see, my dad has a business in France. So if I ever decide to follow in his steps, I'll definitely need French. And Arabic, as you say, is very popular nowadays.
With all that studying, do you ever have fun? Have you made any good friends?
Of course I have. I've got a small circle of close friends, 3 boys we hang out with. At weekends, we have some free time to play games, go for walks, or into town.
That's good. What do you do when you go into town? I've been to Oxford, and there isn't much to do there, it seems.
Are you kidding? There's a nice cinema complex there and a shopping center. There are also some nice coffee shops and cheap restaurants. There is one coffee place that has a poetry contest every Saturday night where anyone can have stage time to recite their poetry. So we do that with friends.
Are you serious? You recite poetry for fun? You even write your own poetry? That's pretty amazing. You were always into books, so I guess this school is a good match for you.
It really is. I'm rather happy here. The only drawback is that I don't see my parents during the term. Only on holidays, and sometimes they come up to see me at weekends.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.